In my opinion, the biggest pitfall of this business is this. People get excited about this company, they get signed up, they gather the customers, they make their contact list, and then the next step is to start inviting people to look at this business. And the biggest mistake that I see with new consultants is this. They pick up the phone, they call their friend Joseph. Joseph, this is Ray. I just went to a meeting last night in Queens. It was incredible. It's $429 to get involved in this company called Ambit Energy, and your website counts as two customers. Your website's $25 a month. It's the deregulation of gas and electricity. And you start going through this big, long explanation of how this business works. What you need to realize in this business, when you pick up the phone to show somebody this business, the invitation needs to be short. It needs to be sweet. Do not explain the business on the phone. Here's why you don't explain the business on the phone. It's not duplicatable. Even if you're a good speaker and you can convince 10 people to join your team because of what you say on the phone, guess how they're going to try to build their business? They're going to pick up the phone and start calling people and start trying to explain the business. That business is not duplicatable. Why? Because on your second level, you're going to have an 18-year-old college student who lives at home with his parents, who rides a bike to work, who's never made a penny, who's going to get on the phone with somebody who's got a little bit more credibility. He's going to start trying to explain the business, and what do you think is going to happen? They're not going to listen. Guys, your job when you pick up the phone to make the invitation is to keep it short and sweet. Your job is not to try to convince people to sign up in your Ambit business. When I pick up the phone for the invitation, I have one goal, to get that person in front of the information, whether it be to come to a meeting, to look at a DVD, to look at a website, to sit down with me one-on-one. So guys, when you pick up the phone, you need to keep it short and sweet. The way that I go and I call somebody up is I call up my friend Brian. I say, Brian, listen, I'm real excited about something and I need your opinion. Guys, the reason I personally asked for their opinion is two reasons. I flatter them. The fact that I want their opinion should tell them that I value their opinion. And the second reason is most people I speak to, they're going to give me their opinion whether I like it or not. So I call up my friend Brian and say, Brian, listen, I know you've been a business owner before. I've got something I'm real excited about. Now, guys, the normal response that you're going to get from somebody is, what is it? Right? What is it? The biggest mistake you make is, well, it's a company called Ambit Energy. It's 3 years old, and Jerry Thompson and Chris Chambliss are our co-founders, and it's based out of Dallas, and 15 minutes later, they're not interested. Short, sweet, to the point. Brian, I really can't explain it over the phone. It's 99% visual, and I want you to be able to see it the same way I did. Guys, my job is not to present it over the phone. My job is to set the appointment. The invitation needs to be a minute, 2 minutes tops. If you're on the phone for 10 minutes, you've said too much. So when I get on the phone with Brian, he says, well, Ray, what is it? Brian, listen, I can't really explain it over the phone. My focus is to get the business in front of him. Brian, is it okay if I come by your house tonight for 30 minutes to sit down with you and Betsy? Is it, Brian?
Sure.
Great. I did my job. If he tells me yes, come by, I don't need to say anything else. My whole focus is to get this business in front of him. Once he says yes, I shut up. And I call my friend Patrick. Hey, Patrick, this is Ray. I'm real excited about something. I need to sit down with you for 30 minutes. Can I come by your office tomorrow? And he says, well, Ray, what is it? Pat, listen, I don't want to explain it over the phone. It's 99% visual. I really need to meet you. I want your opinion. I know you've been a business owner. Ray, what is it? Most people, what they're going to keep doing is they're going to try to pry information out of you, right? The biggest mistake you can make is start explaining the business. You need to keep it short. You need to keep it simple. Why? It's duplicatable. Anybody can say, I can't explain over the business. And if Pat keeps pushing me and says, I need some information before I meet with you, I need to know what it is. Here's what I say to Pat. Pat, three questions. Guys, these three questions are foolproof because I already know what the answers are before I ask them. Pat, how many people do you know that use gas and electricity? Now, obviously, if you're in Illinois, how many people do you know that use gas? If you're in Texas, how many people do you know that use electricity? If he keeps asking me questions, I turn it around on him or her, and I ask them questions. And I ask them, how many people do you know that use gas and electricity? And he says, well, that's a stupid question. Everybody I know. That's the answer I'm looking for. Do you think they'd like to pay less or potentially get it for free? And he says, Ray, everybody I know is looking to save money with the economy being the way it is. Great. Pat, how would you like to earn a residual income and potentially thousands of dollars in bonuses by referring people to this program? He says, man, you got my attention. What do I need to do next? Great. I'm coming by to see you for lunch tomorrow. Guys, if you just ask those questions over and over and over again, you'll have more people to talk with than you can keep up with. Now, what happens if Pat continues to ask me questions? Well, Ray, you need to give me a little bit more information than that. Well, Pat, listen, I'm real busy right now. I've given enough information for you to decide if it's worth 30 minutes of your time and my excitement to take a look at this business. If right now you're not ready, you've got my phone number. You give me a call because I've got a list of other people I need to get this in front of. I appreciate your time. You call me when you're ready. Don't be afraid to take the business away from people. I can't tell you how many times I'm ready to hang up the phone and I do that. And they say, wait. You know what people are used to? They're used to you begging them into some business. Guys, I'm not begging. This is too good. I am looking for people who want it as much as I do. If those three facts don't get them excited, the opportunity to get paid on people's gas and electricity, the opportunity to give away free gas and electricity, and to make thousands of dollars in residual income and bonuses, they're not listening to me.